listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, with your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Friends, my in-studio friends today are the beautiful Katie, the wonderful Kevin, and the amazing Aiden. How are you guys doing today?
We're good. How are you?
Swell.
Well, thank you very much. I am quite swell as well.
It's good to hear.
So on my show, we talk about teen problems, dreams, fears, relationships, and whatever else is on your mind. And you, as listeners, may call in. The number is 323-203-0815. Once again, 323-203-0815. And you guys can call in and talk whatever you want to talk about. It's an open show. All right, so I was thinking, and today I think we should talk about some of the problems that come up in our lives as teens. You know, we have hard lives with school and parents and just dealing with the things that teens usually deal with. You know, we're kind of the looked down upon part of society. You know, teens, oh, they're bad. They do drugs.
Hoodlums. Damn hoodlums.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But we're coming to you from the teen part of society. We're telling it to you straight.
This is our point of view.
This is our point of view. So I was thinking we'd talk about parents' issues, relationships, and, of course, school.
Ugh.
But as I said, you can tell us stories or talk about anything on your mind. This is a teen show. So, with it being school, you know, with us being enrolled in school, it making us do things that we don't necessarily want to do, having us study, taking up our time, we have to get up so early every single morning, college, the future, what are we going to do with our lives? You know, we just don't know. But guess what, guys?
What, David?
It's summer.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Summer.
It is summertime.
School is out.
And with it being summer, you know what this means? Anything can happen, from trying new things to new relationships to meeting new people to be just friends. What do you know? So personally, what I'm having to deal with this summer is summer school. And I think that the idea of waiting a whole year just to get out of school, just so you can go back to more school, is a wonderful idea. It really appeals to me.
Sounds like fun.
Oh, wouldn't you know?
The best concept ever.
But to be completely honest, what I really am looking forward to is that last day of summer school. Once that bell rings, you will find me at the beach.
With a cold beverage in your hand?
With a cold iced tea and a nice sunset and a surfboard.
We didn't even go right to the beach after school ended.
We did not go right to the beach.
We planned on it, but that fell through.
What did we do?
I thought we went to your house.
We did go to my house. We went to my house. We swam in the pool. Then later that night, we went to the beach.
We did go to the beach later.
I was not with you.
You were not with us.
We didn't bury you. I thought we buried you.
Yeah, we buried you.
You were at the beach.
I was with you guys.
All right. So let's start the show off with one of the first things I'd like to talk about: parents' issues. We all have parents. This is why we're here. Really? This is why we're sitting here, because we have given the beautiful gift. We have been given the beautiful gift of life. So, Katie, tell us about your parents.
My parents have been there pretty much for me most of the time. I mean, of course, they're annoying, but what parents aren't annoying?
How are they annoying? What are some of the things they do?
Oh, my mom. She never knocks on the door. I've gotten walked in on, 20 times.
That's
right,
really
out
little
of the shower. It's been pretty embarrassing, but I mean my dad, he's always pretty nice. He's always like the mediator between me and my mom, but I mean, that's about it. My parents and I get along pretty well.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I like your parents. Your parents are very nice.
I
love your parents.
Yeah. They love you.
Aw, well, thanks. Kevin.
My parents are all right. they don't really trust me, and they don't really understand what kids are going through these days. I think they don't think times have changed as much as they have.
I'll have to agree with you on that. One thing that I do find parents don't quite understand is when they try to raise us, you know, they come from the point of view of, oh, this is what happened when I was a kid.
Back
you know,
in the
exactly.
50s.
Let's try and simulate that.
Yeah.
Nope.
No, sir. Times have most definitely changed.
Just a little bit.
I'd say a little bit more than a little bit. You know, I mean, some of the things that my parents would tell me that they would do when they were kids, I would not even imagine doing, and nor have I heard any of my friends or peers talk about doing. So this is proof that times have changed.
Like what?
Let's go to a disco and have fun and dance in odd clothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Now it's like, I don't know, what do we do these days? Hey guys, want to sit around in my backyard and do nothing, talk about life,
jam.
Listen to music,
yeah,
you know?
Play music.
That
yeah.
sounds good.
Yeah. That sounds good.
That's appealing to us.
That is very appealing. So, Aiden, tell me about your parents.
I don't really have any problems with my parents, except for the fact that they're divorced, but that's not my problem, really. That's their problem. But it does affect me, and I am bothered by it sometimes. All the lugging of all my stuff from house to house and just not having to have a well-structured
right.
family. Yeah.
Well, I know both of your parents very well, and I love them both with all of my heart.
Yeah, they're both great.
They are. I consider them my second parents. They're wonderful people.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, that's the lowdown on the parents. What are some of the things... Katie, let's go back to you. What are some of the things that if you could tell your parents anything in this world, and they would listen to you, and you'd be like, guys, you need to change this so I can live my life the way I want, what would it be?
Yeah, probably back to the whole understanding that it's different times sort of thing.
Right.
Like they don't get that it's not 1960.
Like how
anymore.
So?
Just like that they think everything is so like, they think I'm naive about the world and they don't think I know a lot, but I really do. I feel like well informed. I feel like they haven't sheltered me and that they've raised me pretty good.
Pretty well.
Yeah, pretty well.
Well, I will have to say your parents have raised you well because you turned out quite the wonderful human being.
Oh, thanks.
And Kevin.
Yes. That's my name.
Same question.
If I had to tell my parents one thing, it's probably to get to know me a little better.
Get to know you.
Yeah, they don't really know me.
And they would completely listen to you. You're like, all right, guys, listen.
Yeah.
They come up to you. They say, Kevin, here's a free pass. You tell us one thing. We will do whatever you want.
I would say for them to try to get to know me a little better.
Get to know you.
Yeah,
kind of like
try to understand me a little more.
Sit down, have like a good conversation.
Yeah.
Maybe over like a cup of coffee. Be like, all right, guys, listen.
Yeah.
This is my life. This is what I'm trying to do. This is what I want to accomplish. And I know that it's hard to, you know, understand it from your point of view, but I understand. I will agree with that.
Yeah.
So, enough about our parents. How about we talk about us?
Oh.
Just to let you guys know, give you a little intro on myself. My name is David Cohen. I'm 17 years old. I am taking summer school, which puts me under the category of a senior. Yay! I'm a senior in high school. I love the beach. I love to surf. I love to play music. I love to meditate. I love a lot of things. It's good.
It's and good to love.
It is good to love.
Love's
you know?
A good thing.
Spread the love, man.
Do it. You sound like your dad.
But that's a little bit about me. And Katie, tell us something about yourself.
Okay, my name's Katie. I'm also 17 years old and going to be a senior next year as well. I've been a competitive dancer since I was 6, and yeah, I love the beach. I love hanging out with my friends. I'm recently starting to get into cooking, so that should be a fun activity this summer. Yeah, I don't know. That's pretty much me right there.
Yeah. In Kevin. A nutshell. I'm Kevin. I go to Calabasas High School, and I am 17. I will be a senior returning. I play music. I play bass and trombone, and I'm very passionate about it. I plan to pursue that as a career. And I like friends and hanging out and just kicking it in David's backyard.
So the typical teenager. Yeah. Friends, hanging out, music, kicking it in David's backyard.
Kicking it.
Just kicking it, dude. Aiden.
Yes.
You're David. Up.
Well, I'm the young one of the bunch.
Younglin.
I am going to be a sophomore in high school.
You're 6'6".
Yes, I am 6'6". I enjoy playing basketball, and I love playing the didgeridoo, meditating, going to the beach, and sitting on my ass for long periods of time.
I will have to agree with sitting on your ass for long periods of time.
Lazy people.
It is. No, Kevin, you cannot talk, my friend.
I call that being productive.
Well, it depends on what you do while you sit on your ass. And do
that is a good day, in my opinion.
I'll agree. All right, so we all know a little bit about each other. If you guys want to tell us something about yourself, all those listeners out there, you can give us a call at 323-203-0815. Once again, 323-203-0815. All right, and I'd like to ask you guys one question. If you had a perfect life, the perfect life, what would it be? You wake up every single morning. At what time and you do what? Kevin.
Ooh, that's a tough question. I don't know, kind of seeing myself waking up to a house and I don't really know, that's a difficult question.
Waking up to a house.
Yeah, waking up in a house.
That's no need to get specific, it's fine.
Vague is good here.
Yeah, that's a difficult question. I'm going to have to ask Aiden that question.
Well, I think that a perfect day would have to, of course, it would be a weekend day, so I wouldn't really have anything to do. I'm a fairly lazy guy. And it would be waking up in a moderate-sized house, not too big, because too big makes it too spacey, and you can't really see everybody who's in the house, and it's not a very comforting feeling. Yeah, just wake up in an empty house, and then sit in the house all day.
Really?
And do nothing.
And do nothing.
Maybe play a little pool.
How about a little RuneScape?
Oh, yes.
RuneScape.
Yes, lots of RuneScape.
For all you listeners out there that don't know what RuneScape is, it is an online game where, I don't know, Aiden plays a lot of RuneScape. Aiden, why don't you tell us about RuneScape?
RuneScape is an online game where you have one character who is based around several different types of combat skills, and that is how you gain your combat level, and there are also multiple skills which you can use as a profession which you get.
So basically nobody cares.
Yeah.
Basically you sit in front of a computer and waste your life away.
Yeah, dude.
And you see your life pass you by in front of a computer screen. It's a wonderful thing.
I see nothing pass me by. I see opportunity.
What about you?
Oh, about me? Well, if I had a perfect day, I would say I'd like to wake up in... Oh, my God. Perfect day. I'd wake up at probably around 11, 12 o'clock. Get some good sleep.
It's too early.
Nah, dude. Wake up with a couple friends, you know. Be like, what's up? How are you? They wake up. How are you doing? I'm well. How was your sleep? Maybe talk about a couple dreams we had. Go outside on my beautiful porch that overlooks just hills and mountains. I'd like to live in the forest. I'd love to have a house in the forest. How cool would that be to have a house
in
the forest?
A log cabin in the middle of nowhere. You could walk around naked and not... I have any care.
That's exactly what I would do.
That would be perfect.
Clothes are the devil.
Clothes are the devil.
Shoes are the devil.
I'd wake up, go out on my porch, drink a cup of coffee, some friends, talk about our dreams. Then I'd sit back for probably an hour, be like, what do you guys want to do today? You know, and then maybe go into town, get some food, meet up with some beautiful people later. Play some music.
RuneScape.
Not play RuneScape. Aiden would wake up and be like, alright dude, I'm gonna go play some RuneScape. You guys go do what you want. Be like,
it's time to start the day. Off I go, guys. Later.
Yeah. That'd probably be my perfect day. You know, stay out till 1. Just being with friends. Definitely go to the beach. Go surf.
That would be fun.
That'd be wonderful. Play music on the beach.
Play music on the beach.
come back way late.
We've done that before.
Avoid the police.
Yeah. Oh, we're bad. No, we're bad.
Oh. All right, so along with your perfect day comes with the most boring things, the complete opposite. What is the most boring day you could imagine? Some of the most boring things in your actual life that you have to deal with.
TV.
TV. Go on.
TV's so boring.
I'd like to hear this.
I don't know. It's just like when you have nothing else to do, you stare at a screen.
Yeah, I agree. For entertainment.
I don't
really
watch TV. I
don't
know.
Much.
I don't like TV.
Neither do I.
I don't like the media.
I will agree with you. I do not like the media either. So the TV, it's...
As you partake in
media. But it's like, I still find myself, like, if I have nothing to do, I still find myself watching TV. But I don't want to.
No, I understand what you mean.
Just when I'm bored.
It's kind of like a last resort.
Yeah,
it's a little depressing.
Yeah, exactly.
Kev.
My boring days are the days that I cannot go out, and I just have to sit in the house and... Just sit in the house and do nothing. But usually when I'm at the house, I play music instead of watching TV or playing RuneScape. So I can usually entertain myself pretty easily with that. How about you, Aiden?
Well, a boring day is pretty hard to come by for me, considering
a boring day
is
in the
so
life of
fun to me. It's just so fun. You don't do anything and you're just satisfied.
I can't do that. But I hate boredom.
Productive.
It's so great.
I have to
it's
be
so
like,
great.
Moving
and if there was such thing as a boring day in your life, what would it be? I think a boring day for you would be
no RuneScape.
Going to Six Flags and then going to the beach.
My mom has punished me once by doing that.
Sending
she
you to Six Flags.
Wait,
she punished
me to
you
go to Six Flags. Yes.
What?
I remember that day.
She forced me to get out of the house and do something. But I would say a boring day would have to be I really don't know.
That's good.
You're
blessed.
I guess. I guess that just means I've got a good life ahead of me. I've
got a lot to look forward to.
Well, that's good. I think that you should thank God for that. Yeah. I've not met one other person on this earth that can be like, yeah, dude, I have the kicks I get in life is lying in bed and doing nothing with my life.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
That sounds like such a negative trait, but it could be such a good trait if you look at it the other way.
Oh, I think it's a great trait.
It's all about perspective.
Yeah, it is all about perspective. Yeah. So, we've covered ourselves. This is good. Everybody, all those listeners out there, know who we are. You got the lowdown on us.
Feel free to call in at any time.
You may feel free to call in at any time. The number, once again, is 323-203-0815. It is 323-203-0815. Oh, we have a caller.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, so quick.
I don't know. Can we pull that up?
Let's hear. Hello?
Can you hear? Hello.
Hello. Hello, sir.
Hey.
Who is this?
I was just going through the internet, and LA Talk Radio is one of my favorite stations, and...
well, you're one of my favorite listeners.
This is a new show, isn't it?
This is a new show. This is actually the first time this show is ever being played on air.
Oh, that's great. That's
yes.
Great. And we're live, right?
We are live.
Okay, great, great.
Sir, how about you tell us your name?
Hi, I'm Jack.
You're Jack.
Nice to meet you, Jack.
Yeah.
Hello, Jack.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, we got Kate, Kevin, and Aiden.
Hey.
With us.
Okay. I have a 16-year-old daughter.
Mm.
And nice. I don't understand why she doesn't tell me anything.
You know, answer that question for you.
Yeah, why, let's leave this to
let's
Katie.
Leave this
I think
one.
This
yeah.
is Katie's department.
Yeah, this is
okay, sometimes I mean me and my dad have gotten a lot closer like over the past year, but that's just because I feel like I've done a lot of growing up. But I can understand maybe why she doesn't want to come to you first. Are her and your wife really close?
Yeah, we're very close.
No, I mean your daughter and your wife. Does she have like a really close relationship
my,
with
my
her mom?
My daughter and my wife, yeah, they're close. They're close.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why. It's because maybe like she feels like a woman she wants to look up to more and maybe wants to, like, feels like she would understand her better. Because she's been there, and like a father, you know, sometimes doesn't really get it all. Sometimes just, you know, thinks like, protect my daughter, that's all there is to do. And, you know, just like that father figure sort of thing, and maybe not will always want to come to you, but she will. She'll realize someday that her dad's going to be the one there for her no matter what.
Yeah, I understand that, but I want to, you know, when she comes home from school, you know, I understand about issues that the kids are going through, and, you know, you were saying things like, you know, things are different, and things are different these days versus when I grew up. I'm 45 years old, and even though, you know, you have the internet and you have cell phones and things, it really, you know, life really doesn't change that drastically.
Jack?
And I find that kids these days, they always are saying that, oh, things are different, things are changed, things are much different. And from my experience, things really haven't changed.
Jack?
It seems like the kids just want to just live life much faster, and they want to grow up faster. And believe me, when you grow up, you can't go back again.
This is true. Jack?
You can't go back again.
Jack, yeah. I just want to say one thing. You're a 45-year-old male, and you have a 16-year-old daughter that's telling you it doesn't really open up to you as much. And I want to say, from your perspective, possibly times have not changed because you are not living the life as a teenager in today's age. But once again, we have not lived the lives of teenager in your days. But what I have to say is just from the things, you know, from as simple as what we used to do as kids. As Aiden had mentioned earlier about like going to the disco, instead of doing that, you know, kids don't really do that anymore. And
I think it's also a change of like, you went to high school how many years ago?
Yeah.
And we're in high school now, and schooling has changed. Maybe not that much, but the way kids approach it, mindset of kids and stuff.
I've come home to my parents with homework before and be like, guys, like, can you help me with this? And my mom's been like, geez, Dave. Excuse me. My mom's been like, I was doing this stuff when I was like my second year in college. I'm like, I know, right? Like, I'm a junior in high school. I'm not supposed to have this. And just even something as simple as that, it's like times have changed from the events that kids do after school to the work and the stuff that kids do in school, which ties in with everything. You know, like the smallest change, it's almost
just
like the butterfly
competitiveness
effect.
Competitiveness of, you know, the world these days.
Exactly. It's ridiculous. But
When she comes home from school, I ask her, I say, so sweetie, tell me how school went. And her response is, everything's fine. And it's like, well, hold on, how was your geometry? How's your drama? Do you have a boyfriend? Do you have a how's your girlfriends? Are they treating you nice? Are they,
Jack,
treating you fairly?
May I say something? So,
yeah,
I think, because Katie said that the relationship will build up over time, and that is true, but I think that some father figures have a very scary presence to some children.
Yeah.
And I think that's one
have
of the
what?
Reasons.
Have a what?
They have a very scary presence.
Almost like intimidating.
Yeah, yeah, they're kind of afraid to open up.
Yeah, like I can tell you from my experience, like when I come home from school, I would do the exact same thing. My dad would ask me how my day went. I'd just be like, oh, it was good, normal.
You say fine and you get in your room.
Yeah, I think it's more of because she might be intimidated by you, and you might just have to open up a little bit and spend some more time with her and be more understanding of the things she says.
But when she's running out to go to her girlfriend's house, or her friends show up, and there is no time.
Yeah,
it seems like she doesn't give time.
I'm to share. I'm going to tell you right now. If you have been a good father, if you have been like a good, you know, if you've been supportive and like you've been there for her, and you know, you make it clear to her that you are always here to talk, no matter what the circumstance. She loves you. You know, it has, if she doesn't spend time with you, if she's always with her friends, you know, you got to take into account she is a teenager, she has a life, you know, she doesn't like being at home, she doesn't want to stay at home. And I, you know, I don't know her personally, therefore I cannot speak for her, but coming from majority of the teenage point of view, we just want to be with our friends, you know, and we've grown up in our house, you know, we've grown up with parents, right, you know, breathing down our backs, telling us what to do, trying to teach us their ways, which we need. You know, we need that to develop into human beings, into adults, you know, but how does she, 16?
Okay. But let me ask you something. And who's this I'm talking with?
This is Dave.
Okay. Now, I caught her smoking marijuana. Okay?
Okay.
And I was very upset, and her mother was very upset, okay? And we ended up grounding her, and, you know, we suspended her getting her driver's license. I mean, what is a parent to do when a child starts exhibiting behavior that is not acceptable or is going to hurt her in the long run?
To give you the honest to God,
what is a parent to do? What advice could you give to me as a teenager? How do I deal with that? How does my wife deal with that?
To be completely honest, Jack, I'm sorry, that was your name?
Yeah.
Yes.
She's 16 years old. You know, kids try things. I've experimented with marijuana. I've tried things just because I want to know what it's like. You know, my friends have tried things. You know, kids do things that parents don't want them to do. Kids break out of their shells. You know, kids are surrounded by certain things. They're like, oh, I'll try it. You know, and you caught her smoking. All right. You know, I wouldn't, the one thing that I would say from personal experience, same thing happened to me, from personal experience, the one thing that you do not want to do is get on her case about it. Do not get so mad. Do not get so ballistic to where it scares her into not doing it, because that's not what it's going to do.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah,
Kevin. It's going to make her hide it from you.
Yeah, yeah. What it's going to be like, oh, she gets mad at you. Oh, I'm going to go smoke some herb and, you know, be rebellious against my dad because he gets all mad. You know, you guys get in an argument. Oh, all I want to do is go get high.
Right,
you know?
Out of spite.
Yeah, not simply because, oh, I want to go, not from the more innocent point of view of, oh, I want to try something, you know, like I want to experience it. You know, Kev, you yes. were saying something, go on.
Oh, I was just saying that similar stuff has happened to me. My dad doesn't want me to do something, and he'll catch me doing it, like sneaking out or something like that. And from personal experience as well, it's not the best thing to just explode at your kid and totally go off and get all angry and yeah. get in an argument. It's better to just, like, sit down. Don't get mad at her and just talk to her. And like she wants to be talked to. Like, talk to her like one of her friends. Don't get mad and try to keep the discussion not an argument. If something blows up or something, just go, time out, let's take a break, and we'll come back to this. And Aiden?
I think you need to form a friendship type of relationship
exactly.
instead of just getting angry at them. But I'm not assuming that you just, you know, waved your hands around and screamed because you probably didn't. But if you sit down and you say, listen, I don't really like you doing this. You know, I'd appreciate it if you didn't do it at all. I understand you're a kid. You're going to experiment. Don't dwell on other things. Focus on school. Get good grades. Just tell me if you're going to do it. Do it maybe once maybe every 4 months. If you really, really want to experiment.
But what happens if she does it more than once every 4 months? What happens if she ends up doing it once a week or a couple times a week?
Then sit down.
And she starts smoking cigarettes. And she starts doing other behavior that is not good behavior.
Then you should probably sit down with her and have, like, a real long discussion, not just, like, don't do this because this.
Yeah.
And don't say, like, don't do this because I said so, because that's just going to get the kids to go, yeah. Well, that's not a good reason.
I'd say have a compromise.
Yeah.
That is
the answer
to everything, because, to be completely honest, if a parent says don't do this, kids are not just not going to do it. What kids will do, teenagers will completely do, because teenagers aren't dumb. They're not stupid, you know.
We're people too.
Yeah. What we will do, we will, and I promise you this will work, have a compromise. Compromises always work. For example, all right,
I got one. I had one yesterday.
Go
on. I was arguing with my mom, and I have a mohawk, and she wanted me to shave it off, and I don't want to shave it off, and she was wanting me to shave it off for senior pictures and all that. I was like, well, how about we compromise? I'll keep it till the last day of summer school, and on the last day of summer school, I will shave it off. That way I can keep it for the summer, and I will not have it for senior pictures. My hair will grow out by then. And she was like, yeah, I'm all right with that. So don't, like, be like, this is how it's going to be, and that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Try to, like, meet her halfway and kind of compromise.
Yeah.
If that doesn't work, I say you get on her ass for it. I say you test her, and then you test her the day after you test her, just to mess with her.
Like, and what happens after that test if there's still marijuana in her system?
Well, I don't think, like, you said you grounded her and took away her license. You suspended her driving license?
Yes.
I think that's too much. Like, to ground someone, like, that much, or, well, not to ground someone that much, but to ground someone and take their car away, that's just going to make the kid not like you more or have more spite against their parents. So if you, like, if you catch your daughter doing it again, like, ground her for a week, and then if it's, again, 2 weeks or 3 weeks, like, something like that, but don't take away more than one thing and don't give her don't give her a punishment that doesn't fit the crime.
But see, the thing is, there's more to the story, because she was lying. She was lying, and her grades were affected, and it seems as though she was doing more than, she was smoking more than once.
Right.
So I found a stash, and I found, you know, these things. See, look, you kids think that us adults, us parents, have never experienced the things that you guys have experienced. Hey, I smoked pot, okay?
Exactly. Wait, stop right there. Stop right there. Exactly. You have experimented with marijuana, therefore you know what it's like to want to try it. You know, have you smoked?
But hold on.
Okay.
I waited. Okay, until I was old enough to be able to understand what the differences were.
Once again, times have changed.
I think that these days, the differences between the older generation and today's generation of teenagers is that the internet and the cell phones have integrated themselves to such a point that you guys want to grow up so quickly.
Exactly.
You end up pushing the envelope to such a point that when a 16-year-old daughter, my 16-year-old daughter, is doing things that she should be doing when she's 21 or 22, it kind of taints her point of view. It takes away the motivation.
Give me one sec. This right here legitimizes the fact that times have changed. You even said it yourself. Times have changed from, oh, when we used to do it when we were 21, now kids are doing it when they're 16. Exactly. Times have changed. And I don't know if I can agree with you so much on the internet. And I mean, I'm pretty sure that, you know, adds to it and stuff, more information, therefore more exposure to things. But I'm telling you, Jack, times have changed. And with your daughter doing these things, like experimenting with, you know, marijuana and, you know, possibly drinking, stuff like that, you know, they're gonna do things. Just because they've smoked weed a couple times doesn't mean that they're gonna grow up and be potheads, you know? I mean, I definitely cannot speak for you, but I'm sure that you've, you know, experimented with things more than, you know, twice or three times. And look at you now. You know, you're worried about your daughter because she's doing it. Well, take it back. Understand that you did it because you wanted to try it. She's doing it because she wants to try it, regardless of age. If anything, I'd say that it's better that she's doing it at a younger age, so she gets it out of her system. So when she's 21 and she smokes and she really, really likes it and she has a job, you know, she has a boyfriend, that when she starts smoking, yeah, when she has, she's going
to
lose focus.
She's got a development to, like, build upon after that. But I think the age difference of, like, you trying it when you were in your 20s or whatever and her doing it now is just the way society is, because I think kids are finding themselves faster now. I mean, if I look around at my school and I see, like, the freshmen, they're way more mature than the freshmen were at that high school 5, 6 years ago.
Yeah.
So, like, the age difference has totally changed because society has changed itself like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
So your advice to me would be basically talk to her, tell her that it's a bad thing, that she really shouldn't do it.
Yeah, but like, and don't get mad. And,
yeah, do not get mad, because when you show anger, when you show intimidation, she's just going to hide it from you and become more detached than she already is. Let her know, basically, like, say this without saying it. Let her know, be like, check it. I'm your dad. Check it. I'm your dad. I love you. I only want the best for you. I know that you're trying to experience things, but
I think this would be the best.
Yeah, I think this should be the path that you should take. You know, everybody, you know, you will make your own choices, but in doing this, try what you have to try. Do it in moderation. I'm not going to get mad at you. You know, I will get disappointed if you start to disobey, you know, the compromise that we have come to. But be calm. Be nice. Be that guy that she's like, yeah, I can talk to him about anything because of the way you approach it, because you're not angry, because you're the guy that's just like, all right, thank you for telling me. You know, next time, how about you tell me? You know, you can tell me when you do it. That way I don't have to waste $20 on the test. You know, or that way you can just be like, all right, I tried it and that's it. And I had my experience and I'm probably going to try it within the next 4 months and I will let you know. And then you'd be like, all right, just let me know. If you have to do it, then you do it.
And I'm pretty sure once you get that out of the way and once you sit down and talk to her, things will start coming back together and she'll feel more connected and comfortable around you.
It will,
she'll be able to trust you more.
Exactly. It will open doors that were not opened previously.
Okay, I will try it.
We hope that helped.
I will try. It helped.
All right, good.
All right, good to hear.
Bye, Jack.
Okay, guys.
Have a nice
and
day.
Gal, thank you.
It was nice talking to you.
It is our pleasure.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys, that was nice. Thank you, Jack. Thank you very much. Just so you know, you guys can, we're still taking calls. You can give us a call at
Just like Jack
323-203-0815. Once again, the number is 323-203-0815. Alright, so we've covered parents, we've covered school. Let's get into the juicy talks.
Ooh, the tasty stuff.
The tasty stuff. Relationships.
Ooh.
The one thing that drives a kid, drives a teenager to change themselves, to change who they are.
For that other being.
For that other person that just completely...
Completes them.
Completes.
It completely completes
them. Or that person that does not complete them.
Completely.
Ooh. That was deep. That
Turning
was deep.
The tables. Here we go. All right. Katie.
Yes.
Talk about some guys. Or a guy.
Well, yes, I'm currently in a serious relationship.
Aww.
Yes.
Aww. That's right. Aww.
Push the button.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, what do you want to know about it?
How long have you been in this
relationship? Yeah, how long have you been? What do you like?
About 7 months.
What's his name?
Josh.
Ooh. Josh.
Oh, am I blushing yet?
Oh, yeah. You're blushing. You're getting Sorry. Red.
That's okay.
It's okay. It's not like hundreds of people are listening. It's fine.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I mean,
just thousands, millions.
All right.
Not the
okay.
whole world.
No need to intimidate me. Honey.
Josh isn't listening or anything. It's cool.
Hi, Josh.
How's it going, Josh? Why don't you call us? 323-203-0815. Okay, go on.
Yeah, I don't know. Things have been pretty great. I mean, during the school year, it was kind of hard because I was just so busy. Like the end of junior year, like May. April, May, June, it's the craziest time with SATs and AP tests and just, like, school. And my dance recital was coming up, and we had big competitions, and just everything was just so hectic. And I felt really distant from, like, a lot of my friends because I was trying to make my relationship work and then trying to manage all my school time. But, I mean, now that it's summer, I feel like things have calmed down a lot and just things are really good now.
So you guys are in a steady relationship. You both like each other very much.
They're in a quick-paced relationship.
Very nice. Kev.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about some girls.
I currently do not have a boyfriend. I'm single, ladies.
A boyfriend.
A girlfriend. Oh, that was bad. That was bad. I was looking at Aiden, Kevin, thinking something else.
Kevin, you know that if there is a time for it, it would be now.
You can open up.
You may
open
ladies,
up.
Ladies, ladies, ladies. I'm single.
Ladies?
Yeah, ladies, not men. Yeah. I don't have a girlfriend. I'm just relaxing, kind of playing the field and having a good time while doing it. No, no commitment yet.
Playing the field.
Yeah.
So we got a fisherman.
A fisherman?
A fisherman.
You fish on a field?
You
Jesus. Hello, baseball.
What would you like in a girl?
What would you like in a girl?
I would like in a girl to be funny, energetic, not lazy. She can't sit around and just kind of be lazy all day and have time, but not be totally like, Kevin needs to be with me the whole time. And
Kev, do you want to know something?
Yeah.
I have time. I'm funny.
You have time.
Good. But you're also not a girl.
From what you know.
That would cause a problem.
JK.
That is irrelevant.
Yeah, what kind of hair color do you like on a girl?
I prefer blondes, but my last two or three girlfriends have been brunette.
Really?
Yeah, kind of weird.
Oh, hey, Katie.
I know, you pretty much just described me right there, Kevin.
Hey, Katie.
Just blonde. Yeah.
What's up?
She is only blonde. That is her only character trait.
No, I'm smart.
I'm blonde.
Well, Kev, thank you. Aiden, I know you have a girlfriend.
You're correct, Kelly. I do.
Tell me about your girlfriend.
Well, I've been going out with my girlfriend for about 8 months.
Woo!
Yeah. 8 months and 2 days. It's going to be 8 months in 2 days, correct?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yes. My longest relationship before this was about 3 weeks. So, that's
a long one.
That's pretty impressive.
This is good.
Yeah, she has black hair, brown eyes, 5'7".
Tall girl.
All right. That's very nice. What school is your... Oh, and another thing that is a very fairly good topic is... Aiden's making faces at me. This
no,
is not good.
No, I'm
not. So, tell us how this works. You live in Calabasas, Woodland Hills, and she lives in Ojai Valley, which is 3 hours away.
No, you are incorrect.
I'm incorrect.
It is... 1 hour away.
Oh, okay.
We made it there in, I think, 31 minutes flat with no traffic.
How many seconds, Aiden? 31 minutes and...
Flat, David.
Oh, God. All right. Well, it's still a long-distance relationship. You don't get to see each other as much because of certain restrictions.
Can't drive. A problem at times.
And she lives somewhat far.
Well,
you can't always at the drop of a hat be like, all right, I'm going to go drive an hour away, you know? How does that work?
Well, I see her about once a month. That's good. You know, it's been... I'd say the longest break would be 2 months.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you guys talk on the phone a lot?
Yes, we talk on the phone every night.
Text messaging and all that.
We text message during the whole day.
So, but I think that that's very good that you can have, like, a strong relationship.
It is very good.
And even if you guys, you know,
have
having...
such a distance.
Yeah. I'm proud of you.
Thank you very much, David. I'm proud of myself as well.
Well, you should be.
David, what about you?
Me?
Ooh, explain your complex relationship.
I will explain my complex relationship status. At the moment, I am... not like it. We don't have a label. We had gone out once before, and that lasted about 2 months.
I can explain it pretty well.
Thank you, Aiden.
Hey, David,
would
let
you
me
like
just
to explain
your life.
My relationship, Aiden?
No,
Gus. If you must. No. We both like each other very much. I'm blessed. I think she's the most beautiful girl. And. Katie Long is a beautiful
offended.
Girl.
I'm not offended.
The most beautiful girl. But yeah, we decided that high school relationships are kind of like so cliche. So like, oh my God, they're going out. You know, like.
What was that, David?
Oh my gosh.
All right.
They're going out. Like, yeah. I don't know. I just find it. I find it kind of unnecessary to, like, have a label on something. Like, if you both like each other very much, if you're, you know, both really enjoy each other's presence, then, you know, you don't need a label to have those emotions. I believe that you can you know, spend time with each other, be with each other, and, you know, just love being with each other without a label, and that's what we do. It's dope. It's wonderful. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. So how about I ask you guys another question about this?
Go for
Katie,
it.
Katie, considering you have a boyfriend, coming from a girl's perspective, what is special about your relationship? That is absolutely interesting. Kevin, I'm just kidding. Go.
Yeah, come back to me. Let me think about it.
Don't you dare.
Okay, Kevin, what is special about you playing the field? Like, what do you enjoy about it?
I enjoy
That's not like the obvious, like, oh yeah, dude, I totally get to get with 50 girls.
Well, I don't do that, but I don't have to, you know, commit to one. I can go out and have a good time and not worry about, like, oh, will my girlfriend mind that this girl is talking to me or stuff like that, and that's very special.
Thanks, Kev. Aiden.
Well, my girlfriend is my best friend.
Yeah, me too. Well, I'm
yeah,
my boyfriend.
Same, girlfriend's same here. Best same
so,
here.
It makes it, I'd consider that the special part. It's just you get to have somebody who you genuinely care about as a person, and you get to, like, when you spend time with them, it's just the greatest thing
in
the world.
It's yeah, it's like, you, like, live for that.
Yeah.
That's, like, the thing I miss.
It's just amazing.
Well, it's fun. Not, like, miss, but, like, that's the perk of having a girlfriend, is, like, there's someone there to be compassionate and...
Like I said, I got time.
Someone understand you.
I don't.
It's great. I can tell her anything. I can...
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's someone there for you.
It's truly amazing.
I'd have to say that the girl that I am with is... I will agree with Aiden. She is my best friend, and she is the most understanding person. I can tell her anything. She can tell me anything, and we both know that. It's a dream. It's wonderful. Katie, you. Shooting you.
Same question
I'm
again?
I'm shooting you with the question.
Go.
Okay, yeah, I definitely agree with Aiden. Josh is my best friend. He's always there for me, and he's just, like, he fulfills, like, every friend need that I have, and, like, I don't know. I just, like, could spend hours with him just doing nothing, and it's still, like, the best time. Like, that's all I ever want to do.
Yeah. Time stops.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like time stops.
That's the way I like to describe it. It's like when you're with that one person that you just wake up every morning for, and you're just like, bam! Like I get to be with this person, you know? It's like...
Time is relative when it comes to love.
Thank you.
That was deep.
E equals MC love. Wait. What was it? Electricity equals mass
squared.
You're asking
the wrong
that made absolutely no sense.
No, it is energy equals mass squared.
Thank you, Aiden. Would you like to tell...
And for all those musicians out there, E equals F flat.
Energy stored within the nucleus of an atom. When it is split, it is mass squared, and that is the energy you get when you split an atom.
Thank you, Aiden.
You big nub.
I still think
that
E equals F flat.
That is computer lingo for noob, which means you are new at the video game.
Aiden.
Okay, Aiden. Thank you, dude.
You are very welcome.
Would you like to tell us the molecular structure of the distance between the sun and the earth? I'm just kidding.
It's actually 92 trillion miles away.
Oh, dope, dude. Well, I'd like to thank everybody for joining me on the show, Katie, Kevin, and Aiden. We're going to wrap it up. This has been a wonderful 50 minutes with you guys. And get ready for more the next couple weeks, every Sunday. Every Sunday for the rest of your life.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Sunday, Dave and Friends.
All right, well, it's Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I'm Dave with my in-studio friends. I want to thank you guys once again.
Of course, it was fun.
Love you all. I will say their names. We got Katie.
Hey.
We got Kevin.
Whoa, whoa.
And we got Aiden.
What up, what up?
And I am Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Woo.
Thank you guys so much for listening. You have a cheery, cheery day. You guys do go out, do something special for me. Listen to what I said, and teens talk to your parents, parents talk to your teens. It'll work out. I promise.
And avoid the police.
And okay, Kevin. I love you guys.
night. Come back here so I can get your name. I wouldn't know what to say to you just the same. Oh, I of sound.